This is Sarah Reichenader from the Stanford Alumni Association. I'd like to welcome our listeners to our fifth book of the 2016-2017 Book Salon season, The Art of Possibility by Rosamund Stone Zander and Benjamin Zander. Today I'm sitting down with Brendan Boyle, a consulting associate professor at the D School and a partner at IDEO who selected this book for our community. Thank you so much for joining me, Brendan.
Thank you so much for having me, Sarah. This is really fun.
Brendan Boyle, MS-88, is a consulting associate professor at the D School and a partner at IDEO, a leading design and innovation firm ranked independently as one of the most innovative companies in the world. He is a highly requested public speaker and has published articles on brainstorming and innovation in the workplace and co-authored the Klutz Book of Inventions. Boyle has taught various classes in creativity and design at Stanford and was recently named Stanford Knight Favorite Professor. Currently, he teaches a class that he created, From Play to Innovation. He sits on the board of the National Institute for Play, where he focuses on bringing play-based techniques to innovation. When not teaching, he finds time for his own hobbies that include running, hiking, and kitesurfing with no wind. So, Brendan, can you tell me why you selected The Art of Possibility?
First off, it's really easy to kitesurf with no wind. And for the alumni out there, I just biked over through campus, and campus looks so beautiful. So for you, are lucky for Sarah and I to be here. It's so fun. But for those who aren't there, just remember the good times. So, yeah, I love this book. It's really uplifting. It's inspiring, practical, and written by two voices. There are a couple. She's a therapist, and he's the conductor of the Boston Phil. So it's really, really cool book. And they just give lots of little stories to highlight their points.
Great. I'm really looking forward to reading this one, by the way. Do you have a favorite part of the book or multiple parts of the book that you really enjoy?
Yeah, there's a bunch of favorite parts of the book because they give some sort of tips and things like that and then tell stories of how to do it. And I've tried a couple. One I've used in class called Give Everyone an A. Which is, you know, takes. So the concept is, and I don't know if I should tell this any of the fact. I might get in trouble at Stanford, but it's a D school class, so that's okay. Yeah. But you tell your students on after a first week of class, so they kind of get a hang of it. Write me a letter dating the date that I need to submit grades, and don't say I'm going to get an A because I'm going to do this. Tell me you got an A because of what you did. So everything's in the past tense. So you have to live up to that contract. Mm-hmm. It takes the pressure off the grade because these are amazing students. And then they focus on wanting to be in the class for intrinsic reasons. What do I want to get out of the class? What am I going to do? Mm-hmm. That was a really cool concept. I think that can be applied to the workplace. I mean, versus give everyone on your team an A and tell them that next year we're going to do this review and here's why kind of stuff. So it's just an interesting concept. There's another one around sort of that he calls a game of contribution. Which is really interesting versus imagine sitting down with your family at dinner and saying, what did you do today? And teenagers really think of that as whatever I say can and will be used against me in the court of mom and dad versus what did you contribute today? What did you do? So thinking of that in your own life, what can I do to help someone else out in some little way or big way? So lots of neat little principles and good stories around them. That's why I enjoyed the book.
That's awesome. And so are there any key issues or points in the book that you think people will like discussing?
Yeah, I think it's a different book than you guys normally have about a fiction or nonfiction book because of these sort of principles and practical sort of techniques. So I think we can discuss any one of those, which would be fun, and have our readers tell us some stories that they're using, which will push our own thinking further.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, again, I'm really excited to read it, and thank you so much for sitting down with me to introduce the Book Salon community to the Art of Possibility.
Oh, thank you.